Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Friday's version of Feedback. The phone number, again, 715-845-2155. Call in, be a part of the program, voice your grievance as you see fit. Today we're going to just turn it over to you. You get to make the call what we talk about. Hey, do you want to talk about the Super Bowl? Tom is a sports guru. He'll talk sports all day long. I'll go get another cup of coffee. If you want to talk about some of the other things that we've talked about over the week, yeah, sure, bring it up. Revisit. Let's rehash if there are things that we just didn't cover during the week and you think they're important. Bring it on.
Did you talk about this story from Salt Lake City about the school lunchroom earlier this morning?
We're going to get there. Okay. No, I saved that for feedback. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today.
You had talked earlier this week about not having enough money in your lunch account.
Interesting.
At the cafeteria.
Well, no, it wasn't that I didn't have enough money. It's that I put $5 in so that it would take care of some things, and we don't use it. So now I get a robocall saying,
right,
you've only got $5. I know I got $5. I'm the one that put the $5 in there.
Well, it got a little worse in Salt Lake City, apparently.
Yes, it did. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Larry.
Larry?
Yeah, one of those people that were protesting those vets when they were coming back. Don't forget that was Obama's mom.
You're going to have to, what? Bring, what? What are you, what?
Earlier in the week, you were talking about when the people were coming back from Vietnam.
Yes.
They were being protested by a bunch of losers.
Yes.
One of those losers was Obama's mom.
Well, she was an activist against the war. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you don't protest the soldiers.
No, you don't. And I think that's one of the things that maybe...
Look at his upbringing. I mean, that has something to do with...
Well, I was going to put
his whole state of mind and his whole outlook.
Yeah, I was going to put a positive spin on it. I think war protesters now understand that if you're going to protest the war, you protest the ones that send the soldiers, not the soldiers. The soldiers
exactly.
are obeying orders. They're doing
exactly.
What they volunteered to do.
Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
The other thing I wanted to talk about today. Briefly, and we'll get to the lunch thing because that's the meaty one. That's the one that really gets my blood boiling. The decision by the feds to seek the death penalty on the Boston bombing suspect. I find that very interesting. I was not aware until the story broke that Massachusetts did not have the death penalty, although I'm not surprised. We here in Wisconsin don't have the death penalty, which I am surprised by that. I would think that...
we have never had the death penalty in the history of the state.
I find that surprising. You do something heinous, hang them high. I think that I think that's a fine thing to do. If we were to have the death penalty in the state of Wisconsin, what do you think it would be? Lethal injection?
I think that's what it is mostly, although that may change
chamber?
Now after the problems they've been having with the lethal injections. They've switched to one drug instead of two, and apparently it's not working too well.
Well,
there
was one.
People being killed have been gasping for breath and taking like 20 minutes to die, at least not a couple. Well, I understand you're not going to have any sympathy
nope.
for someone who is put to death because
nope.
of what they did.
Yep. So why should I?
Well, even in death, a cruel and unusual punishment is death that takes 20 minutes to occur cruel and unusual punishment?
Yeah, it is cruel and unusual. Yeah. But wait a minute. They wouldn't be getting put to death if they hadn't done their crime.
I understand that.
Huh.
Now, the suggestion being even a firing squad would be quicker and less painful and less unusual than a one-drug cocktail that takes 20 minutes to work.
Okay. Let's do it. They did it in Utah?
The infamous Gary Gilmore case.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if any states still have firing squad as a possibility, but
I think Utah still has it as an option. If you if you just really want that, I don't think it's mandatory. I don't think it's the first option. Florida, we used to have Old Sparky at Stark Prison.
Uh-huh.
Strap them in, shave their head,
put the little gel on, and
yeah. And
we've all watched The Green Mile.
Light them up. Roll on one. Let's go. I think Old Sparky should be. I think Old Sparky is the way it should be done.
And the lights would flicker in the old
prisons. You betcha. I have got to stop doing that.
Got to stop doing what?
I have gotten into the habit of you betcha. I can't. What have you done to me? It's the cheese curds, man. I've eaten too many cheese curds and brats. But I think the death penalty is a successful, not only punishment, but deterrent. I really do. Thanks for calling. What the heck is that? All right, let's try that. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. What's up? What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you right now. I need to correct you on something.
Okay.
At one time, when they first started out the lethal injection thing, it was a one-drug cocktail, and then they advanced it to three. But now it's back to one. But I think that the guy should be executed for what he did.
Oh, I do not disagree with you there at all. I absolutely agree that he deserves death. That's not the issue. The question I'm having with the feds deciding to seek the death penalty is, does the federal government have the authority to usurp the state law? That's the question I have.
He's being tried in federal court, and that's why.
Yes, but the crime happened in Massachusetts. There have been other cases where the individual is committing and charged with a federal crime. I'm asking, but do they not have to adhere to the laws of the state where it was? I find it a little curious.
Terrorist attacks probably fall under different rules.
I think when you get right down to it, that was an attack of terrorism.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that it was terrorism. I don't argue that point at all either.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think the federal government does have something to do with it because that was a terrorist attack.
Okay, now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Back up on me just a second. You think the government had something to do with its perpetrators?
No. She's saying that the government should be handling the case.
Okay, that's where I'm getting clarified. Yeah. Sharon, I want to hear from you. You're not saying the government was behind it. You say they have the right to be involved with it.
They have the right to be involved because that was a dangerous act.
Oh, yeah?
There's another thing I want to say.
Sure.
I want to say that Wisconsin did have the death penalty at one time, and they used the rope.
Oh, hanging them.
Yeah, they did. They hang them high, like you said.
Well, why'd we get rid of it?
I don't know, but I wasn't even around.
I gotcha. All right. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you calling in.
Yep.
Yeah, the opinion. I'm just asking the question. It's not really something that I think we would be able to resolve. I'm just asking the question, do you think it's right for the federal government to usurp the law of the state? The question, I guess, also is that a precedent? Has that already been established? And this is where I am very willing to say, I don't know. I am not familiar with this subject, and I am very willing to hear from you. You tell me what you think.
I stand corrected. We did at one time, early in the history of the state, have the death penalty. It was repealed in 1853. So we haven't had the death penalty since 1853. The last person executed was John McCaffrey, and he was executed for drowning his wife in a barrel. He drowned his wife in a barrel and was executed for it. That was the last time we killed anybody in the state of Wisconsin for a crime they committed.
All right. Let's take a look at why shouldn't we bring it back? I guess the question would be, if we're going to transform the conversation, would you be willing to have the death penalty come back for extreme heinous cases? And if so, what cases? All right, when we come back, let's jump into the story from Utah. It's an elementary school that took the lunches from the children and threw them away. 40 children. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
How come that angry mom on that promo
sounds like Hillary?
Hillary Clinton on the other promos? They need to get another woman to do some of the voices for him.
WSAU, welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155, I believe.
Yeah.
got somebody on hold. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Ann.
Hey, Ann.
I agree with you totally on the death penalty. If they've done something bad enough that they're considered for the death penalty, then I really don't care if they suffer. But, you know, we've managed to be able to put dogs to sleep in less than, what, 5 minutes?
Right.
You know, they give them something to calm them down, and then, you know, that's it. And so why can't we do that then?
Well, we
you
were.
I don't understand.
The process, from what I understand, it used to be there were like four different medications that were given. One would calm you, then the other would immobilize you, the other would stop your heart. It basically, you didn't. It was a painless and very calm experience, I guess. I mean, let's face it, there wasn't anybody that came back from and said, oh, yeah, that was fine. Everything went well. Let's go ahead and hit me again. But there were some complaints. A lot of these do good. Oh, we can't. Oh, it's cruel and unusual. But there were some questions as to whether or not prisoners were aware of what's going on, but they were immobilized, they were paralyzed, they couldn't say or anything. And did they suffer? Did they suffer at all?
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's my feeling as well, is like,
right.
Do you not want to suffer the death penalty? Well, how about this? Don't commit the crime.
Exactly.
That's my fit. But yeah. That's what it's from, is they're trying to experiment to make it as humane as humanly possible.
If it's good enough for dogs, let's use that one then, because
sure.
I've never seen my dog suffer when I've had to put one to sleep.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a horrible dog put to sleep story.
No, I don't want to hear horrible dog being put to sleep stories. I really don't.
No.
I don't.
All right. Well, thank you much.
You're very, very welcome.
The thing is, your list of what crimes would be on the list of death penalty cases would be much longer than other people's lists, I would imagine. What crimes would you put on the list?
Well, we've already gone over the case that if you're an abuser to a child, if you sexually abuse a child, death penalty. If you make or produce or distribute child porn, death penalty. Murder cases, I think death penalty. Other than that, I'd be willing to listen, that type of thing. Why? What's your short
list? Didn't you say earlier this week that if you abuse a child, we had the broken leg story, that you would have ushered them off the planet as well?
At least life in prison.
Okay.
At least life in prison. Yeah, you know, seriously, if you are the type of person that you will willfully throw a toddler on the floor and break their leg and then lie about it, you willfully do that, sure, your scum should be skimmed from the gene pool. Absolutely. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Hello?
Hey, Seth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is, I'm in the animal healthcare field right now, and I wanted to let you know that part of the reason you're having a problem is that most of the pharmaceutical companies that produce the medications needed to do this job
right.
are based in liberal Europe, and they will not sell to the United States for the purpose of execution.
Shut.
You mean we have no companies in this country that can produce those kinds of chemicals? I find that hard to believe.
Geared up. That's the you wouldn't believe what's going on with Big Pharma right now with the way they are jerking around everybody. But they drive everybody out of competition with them, and then they turn around and have a 6,000% price increase in a medication when there's only one manufacturer left in the world.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, there it is. That's how we raise money for the morning show. We create our own death penalty drug.
Oh, brother.
And we'll sell it for, what, $50 a dose? What do you think?
You could save a fortune. Hire your local veterinarian to go through death row and save the state thousands of dollars.
Why not? Hey, you know, you use the resources that you have at hand. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Wow. Anti-death penalty countries. No, we're not going to sell to you because you're going to use it for harmful purposes. Well, then how about we just go that? No. Here's what we're going to do. It's pesticides so we can grow more crops. Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to do with it.
Okay.
And then we stockpile it and go through death row and you're gone.
Couldn't we get rid of our supply of heroin by using it? Just to, you know, inject an 8-ball right into their heart? That would probably end the suffering, and they would feel good doing it, too,
You know, I am surprised at you, but that's not a bad idea at all. I am very surprised at you.
You couldn't call that cruel and unusual because they'd enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, sometimes you surprise me. You truly do.
I said it facetiously, but I'm sure that you embrace that, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's worth looking into. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know what kind of Christians you guys are, but I'd like to meet the guy that would like to step into the front of the line to put somebody to death.
Oh, you're talking to him.
I know. I couldn't do it. That's not in my Christian beliefs.
Why?
So, that's all I got to. What do you mean, why?
Why?
Who decides life and death?
You God.
Don't? Yeah, I know that. God and God only.
Mm-hmm. But so, he also
so
says
where
that.
Where do you feel you have the right to kill someone?
He also says that we are to obey the law of the land, and there are certain states that have the death penalty.
Yeah, that's the law of the land. You honestly think Jesus Christ would have said, obey the law of the land?
He did say, obey the law of the land, sir.
Yeah, right, right. Okay. Yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't
so?
Know what kind of Christian you are, but I'm not that
no,
kind
wait,
of Christian.
No, wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Good luck, buddy.
Whoa, he said, give unto
Good
Caesar.
Luck.
Well, I
Good
don't
luck.
Need, sir, I don't need luck. I have Christ.
Maybe you should get him, too.
All right, let's go to the next line. Not a theological question, just because we disagree on some of it. But, sir, it can be very easily explained if you read your Bible. I'm not going to interpret it for you. You got to do that on your own. Larry, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, another Larry. It's Larry Friday today.
Yeah.
Speaking of law of the land and referring to the daycare and a baby with a broken leg.
Yes, sir.
This country, and I'm not standing up for this, for the daycare provider, but we're innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And the media shouldn't make this person guilty before that ever goes to trial.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
You know, the witness in this is a three-year-old.
Yeah, a three- or four-year-old,
you
know, right.
You got to consider that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to have to go to trial.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so.
There are, however, individuals and that's that have willfully, intentionally harmed children.
Absolutely. And you got to be shot.
Yeah, and those are the ones that...
You need to be tried first.
I agree with you. You have to go through the process, and you have to be clearly, clearly convicted and be found guilty. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your call.
Yep.
All right, who else you got lined up for me, big man? Give me some names. Let's go. Come on, producer. Let's go. Let's go. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Seth. It's actually Aaron. But anyway, listen...
Nice going, Tom.
I'm a patriot. I'm a conservative. And further down that line, I'm a Republican. And I don't understand how on one hand we can advocate so hard for pro-life when it comes to abortion and Roe v. Wade, and so hard for having the government kill people off with the death penalty. I don't get it, and I'll never be behind it. Like your previous caller said, it's absolutely against my Christian beliefs. And well, I will never be behind the government having that much power over
and,
us.
And I can understand your viewpoint, and I appreciate your viewpoint. I just happen to disagree with it. I understand the internal conflict that would come from you saying there is no way I'm going to allow an innocent child to be murdered at the hands of an abortion clinic. I got that. And then saying then there's hypocrisy at taking a human being, strapping them into an electric chair and running how many ever volts through their body until they're dead. I understand the perception could be hypocrisy. The difference is the child is pure and innocent. The criminal has chosen to conduct a crime and has chosen to do that and is not innocent. Therefore, therefore, in our society, as a preventative measure, you have to let them know that if you do something so heinous, you will lose your life. That is my opinion. I feel that it is a very good deterrent, and I feel that it is an appropriate punishment. But I don't expect everybody to agree with me.
Yeah, the only wrench that I'll throw into that for you is that if you believe that children are born pure until they sin, and if you also believe that once you accept Christ in your heart that you are also without sin until you sin again, I don't think that you can properly speculate that somebody, as you're pumping those toxic fluids into their body, that they are with or without sin at that time. And that's where I think it's too convoluted.
Okay.
I think that we can't use the ends justifying the means.
Well, I'm not concerned. Here's and this is going to sound kind of strange, but I'm not concerned whether they are or are not sinful. The thing I'm concerned with is consequence of their previous action. If they have in prison reconciled to God and that they have confessed and that they have asked for forgiveness of their sins prior to being put to death, then God will open them, you know, will accept them with open arms. If they have accepted Christ as their Savior and have asked for the forgiveness of their sins prior to them being killed, then that's God's judgment, God's justice. God can do with them as he sees fit. But I do not believe that that alleviates them from the consequences of their actions. There's a difference between consequence and sin.
And I think we differ on opinions on the degree of consequence that there should be.
And that's what makes the world go around, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Have
All right.
a good one.
You too. On that, we are going to take a break, and we will be back after these messages, the news, the weather, the sports. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.